Where do we go when we're struggling? Is there somewhere safe inside ourselves that we can call home, that can give us refuge anytime, anywhere? Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. Hello, my friend. I hope you're happy. I hope you're peaceful. It's your old pal, Sean, and we finished our January refresh of the basics. And thanks to everyone who's wishing me good luck for the new podcast, which is launching this Wednesday. If you haven't already, then please do have a listen to the trailer and subscribe. It would mean a great deal to me. The link is in the description. On Wednesday, I'll be publishing the first episode here on this podcast. If you like it, which I hope you will, then it'd be great if you could listen to the other two episodes that are being published at launch. I'm really excited about it, also a bit nervous if I'm honest. I really hope you like it. And I also want to say a big thanks to Trevor for inspiring today's episode. I get a lot of emails from people who say things like, Sean, what are you saying in the visualization guided meditation? Is it breathing in? I see myself as a fleur. Or, Sean, why are you suggesting that I picture myself in a hole watching thoughts pass by like clouds? Now, those of you who've listened to the podcast for a while and are used to my Northern Irish accent will know that I'm visualizing myself as a flower and sitting on a hill, watching thoughts pass by as clouds. But I certainly don't judge people for struggling with my accent. At school, in German class, we were told to give up on the idea that we would ever use what we were learning to become translators. Not because we lacked academic ability or couldn't learn German. The problem was our English. Our regional dialect was so incomprehensible, it was more likely that English speakers would understand our German than our derriere, pun intended. This isn't even my original rural Irish dialect, which is even more difficult to understand than the urban Derry accent. To give you a taste of it, it sounded like this. Boys of dear, I'm scunnered with them heifers up in the field for Nance Tammy Burks. Now, there's a small prize on offer to anyone who thinks they can write down what I just said. My new email address is in the description. Have a go, although the prize is obviously not on offer to Irish people or anyone in my family. When I moved over to England, there was an adjustment period where the people I worked with got used to how I spoke, and I slowed down and tried to remove some Irish slang from my vocabulary. There's a few Irish words that are generally understood, like idiot, wee, and crack, although telling people that you were desperate for crack did get you some odd looks. But words like weans, meaning children, boggin, meaning dirty, and banchext, meaning broken beyond repair, had to go, sadly. Even with the English-friendly version of my accent, I still had some misunderstandings. One night out in a pub, I was describing coming over to England as a tourist when I was younger, which one of the people around the table hilariously misunderstood to their embarrassment. In case it's not obvious, he thought I had come over to England as a terrorist. Just to set the record straight, I have never been part of a terrorist organisation, unless you count the civil service unions. Militant, perhaps, but not paramilitary. But what I get asked about the most is the phrase that I use at the end of the podcast, Slán a Bhaile, which is Irish, not just me mangling the English language. It means safe home, and you'll see it in roadside signs in Ireland as you're leaving town. I started using it at the end of guided meditations that I was facilitating because safe home felt appropriate somehow. Thich Nhat Hanh talked frequently about coming home to the present moment, coming home to our breath. And human beings need somewhere they see as home, where they can feel safe, where they can take refuge, where they can trust they'll be cared for. Without it, we feel lost or adrift. So we need to set up home in our practice so we can have that stability, that solidity that we need in order to feel calm, happy, and peaceful. And the first way is through the breath. We can come home to the breath at any point during the day. And I talked about this in detail in the January refresh. When our minds are busy and our emotions are whirling around, we have the ability to come home to our breath and be still for a moment. We can practice saying, I have arrived in the in-breath. I am home in the out-breath. and this is our refuge during the day, when you stop and practice, be your in-breath for a minute or two regularly, and I really mean be your in-breath, allow your awareness to pour into every dimension of the breath. Once we've grounded ourselves, we can then take refuge in the present moment, which probably sounds silly because where else would we be? But when there's a storm outside, a lot of the time it's really in the future, something that we're worried is going to happen, or in the past, something that we regret happening. By staying in the present moment, we've come home, and the longer we stay there, the more solid we'll feel. Thich Nhat Hanh also talked about there being an island within, a place where you feel safe, and that's where we go when we meditate, coming home to our true selves. And your true self is the non-self. The theme for this year in the podcast is interbeing, the idea that everything is interconnected. And when we meditate, we connect the body and the mind, but we can also notice our interconnections with the world, the air that we breathe, the earth that we're sitting on, the food that we eat. Taking refuge in the self is taking refuge in the true interconnected nature of our being. And you can also take refuge in your Buddha nature. You already are what you seek. The seeds of freedom from suffering and enlightenment exist within you right now. It might not feel like it, especially if you're going through a difficult time, but the faith that it exists and you having the ability to let go of attachments and suffering with practice is something that's comforted me in difficult times. It's there, we just need to train ourselves to access it. And finally, you can take refuge in the Sangha. In short, you need to surround yourself with nice people. People that feel compassion for you and will take care of you when you're struggling. People who you can be yourself around and will accept you for who you are. Ultimately, human beings are social animals, and we need somewhere socially to call home. Whether that's a meditation group or a book club or just a group of friends. So please don't suffer alone. There's people like you who could use a friend like you. And if you're feeling alone, you can always email me. So now we're going to do a guided meditation on coming home to ourselves from Thich Nhat Hanh's Blooming of a Lotus, 2nd edition. I'm going to start with three sounds of the bell and the usual settling in introduction. And we're going to start as we always do, by bringing our beginner's mind to your posture. And I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head, and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position. Your spine like a stack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, your hands comfortably in your lap. And just allowing a gentle smile to emerge in your face as we enjoy the stability of our posture. And expanding that spotlight of awareness to your entire body. Noticing where you feel warm or cold. Noticing where you feel tense or relaxed. Becoming aware of the sensations of the clothes against your skin. And the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. and shifting that spotlight of awareness to your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, just noticing each thought as it arises, and that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow, could be a happy thought about today, or an angry thought about yesterday. Just sitting with each thought for a moment, allowing it to leave, and gently and without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And finally, focusing your awareness in the breath, noticing that column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how your shoulders rise as you breathe in. How your stomach falls as you breathe out. Breathing in. I know I am breathing in. Breathing out. I know I am breathing out. In. Out. Breathing in, I'm aware of my whole body. Breathing out, I release the tensions in my body. Aware of body, releasing tensions. Breathing in, I am at home. Breathing out, I feel at ease. At home, at ease. Breathing in, I have arrived. Breathing out, no more need to run. Arrived, no need to run. Breathing in, I dwell in the here. Breathing out, I dwell in the now. Here, now. Breathing in, I feel solid. Breathing out, I am truly free. Solid, free. Breathing in, I have confidence in myself. Breathing out, I take refuge in myself. Confidence in myself, refuge in myself. And as we reach the end of the guided meditation, just taking a moment or two to notice any changes in your body, any areas of relaxation, any areas of tension or discomfort, and allowing yourself a moment to stretch those or rub them, just giving your body what it needs. Noticing any changes in your mind. And if you feel a sense of calm or peace, then I would invite you to carry that through the rest of your day. And finally, opening your eyes and returning your awareness to the room that you're in. And a couple of things before we finish. Your mindfulness homework for this week is to set a timer on your phone for each hour. And you can use that reminder to take refuge in your breath, really feeling calmed and consoled by being in a present moment in your breath. And also to take refuge in your family and friends, or whatever is Sangha for you this week. And finally, just practicing today's guided meditation each day this week. And a quick reminder before we finish as well, new podcast is out on Wednesday. I feel like I'm nagging you now, but the new podcast is out on Wednesday. It would mean an enormous amount to me if you could support me. This would potentially be a way for me to make mindfulness practice what I do as a full-time job. So any way that you can support, basically by listening to it, subscribe, leave a review, that would be absolutely amazing. There will be a reminder on Wednesday when I drop the pilot episode onto this podcast. But if you can go over and listen to it on the new podcast, that would mean a huge amount. And may you be happy, may you be peaceful, and may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. Slana William, and I'll see you next time.